Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 25th. A new collaboration between a diverse group of stakeholders is tackling the problem of methane pollution in the North Fork Valley. The Coal Mine Methane Working Group was established in October and is in the initial stages of figuring out ways to use the methane that continues to leak from North Fork coal mines into the atmosphere. Representatives from Delta, Montrose, and Gunnison counties are involved, as well as staff members from Colorado's congressional delegation. According to its Memorandum of Understanding, charter members in the Methane Working Group include Bowie Resources, Mountain Coal Company, Oxbow, the Western Slope Conservation Center, High Country Conservation Advocates, the Delta Montrose Electric Association, the Gunnison County Electric Association, Tri-State Cooperative, the Department of Local Affairs, and the Colorado Energy Office. The stated mission of the Methane Working Group is the development and implementation of a comprehensive strategy for education, mitigation, and economic utilization of coal mine methane in the North Fork area. Christopher Caskey, a scientist and board member for the Western Slope Conservation Center, spoke with KVNF News and talked about the Methane Working Group.
The North Fork Coal Mine Methane Working Group, which is something that was organized by Delta County and Gunnison County, tons of credit to the county commissioners as well as Administrator Robbie LaValle, putting this group together. It's a bunch of stakeholders brought together to address the question of natural gas that's leaking out of the coal mines, because the coal is saturated with natural gas. So as they mine and after they mine, it comes out. And it's a big source of pollution and it's a wasted resource. So the county's brought the stakeholders together to say, is there anything we can do with this that would be useful? And if not, you know, what are our options for mitigation?
And please stay tuned to the KVNF regional newscast next week for more on the Methane Working Group and its projects. Wildfires are a reality for those living in the American West, but the impact on the landscape lingers long after the smoke is gone. As part of Connecting the Drops, our statewide series on water issues, Maeve Conran reports.
You have a cap rod up there and right here, because up there the geomorph changed a lot.
That's Ali Ray, a grad student at CSU who studies watersheds. She's here at the Four Mile State Wildlife Area between Denver and Colorado Springs. It's on the east side of the site of the Hayman Fire. That was the largest wildfire in the state's history, and it burned through more than 138,000 acres in 2012. The charred trees further up the hill are a reminder of the damage done to the landscape, but Ray and the other researchers are checking for other lingering impacts, not so visible to the naked eye.
It's kind of hard to explain. Basically, in this black tube, there are two kind of cords, and they send signals back and forth to one another.
These sensors measure how much water is flowing through this creek, water that ultimately will end up in the faucet of a kitchen somewhere in Denver. Gauging the water quantity will help researchers get a better understanding of the water quality, says Chuck Rhodes, a research scientist with the U.S. Forest Service.
So if you're interested in the amount of nutrients that are getting into a reservoir or that are making it down to Denver, you've got to multiply it by the amount of flow. So it's sort of, you know, you can have milligrams per liter of nitrogen, but this gives us the liters part. So it tells us, you know, what's that load going to look like.
And the nutrient load is high, a direct result of the fire. Trees that would absorb nutrients from the soil are dead, and those nutrients are now going directly into the water.
It's more than 10 times higher than what it was before. In some cases, it's 100 times above the baseline. So it's quite elevated. And you know, having a stream of one part per million nitrate, nitrogen, is something you wouldn't expect from a pristine forest watershed.
These levels don't impact human health, says Rhodes, but they are indicative of a damaged ecosystem and that is of concern to all water users.
We're not worried that we're going to be poisoning people downstream with these levels of nutrients. But we are concerned that it can have an effect on the aquatic life, that it might be altering what can live in these streams and changing sort of the pristine nature of this water.
Denver Water is paying attention to this type of research. They're heavily invested in fire mitigation and the 2.5 million acres of watershed area in Denver Water's collection system. The source water starts at the mountaintops with precipitation. It runs down through forests to streams, to reservoirs, onto treatment plants, and then into our faucets. Christina Burry is Denver Water's watershed scientist. She says a watershed is vital infrastructure, just like a water line or a pipe.
It all starts with the forests, and healthy forests equal healthy watersheds.
And when the watershed is damaged, it can impact the water supply.
For instance, after the Buffalo Creek and the Hayman wildfires, they were so high intensity that they sterilized the soil, they caused erosion issues. And so because of the exposed soil and also the sterilized soil, it runs off into our streams, to our reservoirs. And we had approximately 1 million cubic yards of sediment drain into Strauncha Springs Reservoir after the Buffalo Creek and the Hayman wildfires.
Denver Water is partnering with the U.S. Forest Service, the Colorado State Forest Service, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service in its Forests to Faucets campaign. So far, 48,000 acres have been treated with forest thinning, clearing, and creating fuel breaks, as well as restoration projects.
Yeah, I mean, if we put a lysimeter in here, it's going to be done.
Back at the Hayman fire site, Rhodes and Ray are scouting for other possible locations for additional sensors.
Is that a problem?
There is surprisingly little data available on the long-term impacts of fire on watersheds. Rhodes and his fellow researchers here at the Hayman site are hoping to change that with what they find here.
We're really kind of in an area of new science, because there have been few long-term data sets that have exposed this kind of information, and we're just trying to get at it.
With an almost year-round fire season and an increase in bigger and more intense wildfires in the American West, it's likely there will be more opportunities to study other fire-damaged watersheds and build on this body of knowledge. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions to rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.
For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.